Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Red Friday, Football Friday, but right now it's a Baseball Friday because we have Mike McFarland talking about World Series Game 3 tonight right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. But before we get to that, Mac, I don't know if you, I know you're on Twitter because I just tagged you in a tweet, but I don't know if you saw that there was that little window of time there where they announced the finalists for the Gold Glove Award at each position, and Nicky Lopez didn't, his name wasn't on there when they released the three finalists for second base in the American League. And I mean to tell you, Baseball Analytics Twitter lost their effing collective minds. Did you see when all that happened? I mean, it was, I was almost afraid. I almost like threw my phone across. Like, what's going on here? And it, I don't know how long it was, but it wasn't very long. And then even Flanagan's tear, and they're all just the Gold Gloves crasher. And then all of a sudden, sorry, mistake, Nicky Lopez is actually a finalist.
Yeah, that was Rawlings finding out they were trending in the wrong direction and said, oops, my bad. look, it's there's a lot of things with that. You can go all the way back to, when Frank White lost the Gold Glove to Harold Reynolds.
Pisses me off. Now, that's a different deal right there. That was crap. I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, it was. And, I don't know. Sometimes they take the batting part of it, especially for a first-year guy. But I saw that, and I'm going, what are they sniffing? And, again, it's just one of those small markets, small revenue teams getting hosed by the big, bad baseball company. But I'm glad they righted it, and I think it's the fact that he's drawn so much attention, it's going to allow some of the stat guys to go in there and look and just see how many runs he did save and how good he was at second base and possibly come out on top. So go from no nomination to winning the damn thing.
And by the way, if the stat nerds weren't enough, I thought that the Royals Twitter handle, for those of us that are Harry Potter nerds, did a great job. They tweeted, "Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?" For those of us that read Harry Potter, we get that. That was great. That was great work by the social media crew.
Yep. I mean, look, it is what it is, and but you just want someone from your team that you see on an everyday basis to be rewarded for their effort. You know, we've just had the blessing of watching Alex in the outfield and the things that he did. And again, once you win a couple of those in a row, you're the front runner going into the year, and basically don't screw anything up unless some guy's in the top 10 plays of the day for 6 weeks straight. That type of thing is the only thing that's going to upset you. But, I'm glad to see Nicky got the recognition that he deserves.
And of course, Alex nominated one final time as well. That was great to see. He was a finalist.
Flanny put out that if he wins it, it'd be the only the second guy since Roberto Clemente to win it in his last year of playing. That'd be something to hang your hat on as well.
Oh, absolutely. So congratulations to Nicky Lopez and to Alex Gordon. Now, Mac, let's talk about World Series Game 3. You can listen to the game tonight at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And as Buster Olney told us, this matchup between the starting pitchers for Game 3, you couldn't get two guys that were more opposite of each other than Walker Buehler for the Dodgers and Charlie Morton for the Rays. But it's still an excellent matchup on paper. What do you think of the starting pitchers that will be going tonight in Game 3?
Well, explosive arm versus been here before, throw a million breaking balls in Charlie Morton, doesn't bend under pressure. It's going to, one of those things that you're expecting a low-scoring ball game, but, kind of like the Dodgers did with the Braves, at any given point they can take one play, turn it around, and then get on an offensive explosion and just go to town. But, you know, look, I'm pulling hard for the Rays, obviously, American League team. But that Dodger lineup is just so impressive up and down. And the guys that just come out and throw fuzz out of their bullpen, they just come one right after the other. I got to believe you're facing the Dodgers, and you get, even if you get into their pen, you're just mentally exhausted from the stuff that their pitching staff has, and the focus, you know, has to be so hypersensitive right now as to lock in on one pitch, because that might be the only thing you get to put in play hard. So, yeah, very excited to watch this. I'm glad. Just want to say thank you, 810, for putting the damn thing on the air. There's so many times that some of these baseball games aren't aired here in Kansas City, so thanks for putting that on there for us guys that, you know, drive home at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night during the week, and WHB's got it covered, so thank you for that.
Sports Radio 810 WHB and our sister station ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM, you get all your playoff baseball right here. We're the home of the playoffs, hey, as always, baby.
Shameless plug.
This is the time, Jake, where you play Lebo's drop.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f-ing great.
That's when Lebo cusses. He dropped an F-bomb in that promo, but that's how strongly we feel about...
Let that play a little longer.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f-ing great.
That's right. That's right. This is the day to play that.
Leaves didn't get his meds right that day.
We're still waiting for that day.
Hey, I think that's the best drop he's ever had. I don't know what the problem is.
Are you sure?
Hey, he's got a lot of them, but man, but that one's just the truth.
In the park.
Sorry.
Delete that.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Hey, Mac, what did you think of the commissioner's comments about expanding the playoff field? How have you either enjoyed or not enjoyed this expanded season this year, and what do you think about what they should do going forward?
I don't think you should go as many as they have, but I do like, you know, giving an extra team or two in. I think that, you know, he was talking about possibly two to keeping it the same. I wouldn't mind two. I also like the DH and I also like keeping the extra inning, you know, the tiebreaker deal going. So I had no problem with it, and I think a lot of the people were kind of, you know, changed their minds during the course of the season seeing the tiebreaker rule. And, you know, from a union standpoint, I'm sure the baseball players aren't going to mind having another superstar stay around the game in the National League for a while, you know, just using his bat and lost a step or 10 on defense and, you know, allow him to keep hitting. So I'm all for it. Keep the big bats in the game, especially the way the pitching is nowadays.
All right, Mac, let me tell you about someone who didn't warm up to the idea. His name is Mike Botta. And we were told, listen here. Now I want you to tell me if you believe him or not. He said this week, I asked him, I said, well, you know, he was mad. He goes, well, they better not bring this rule back where you have the base runner at second base start extra innings. And I go, what are you going to do if they do it? He goes, I'm going to stop watching baseball. Now, he's threatened that before, but that was about robot empires and things like that. But he said, if they keep this rule, he's going to quit watching baseball. Do you believe him?
It's like a parent saying, don't do that again or I'll show you. One of those things with Bod. He'll watch it, for crying out loud. I'm pretty much, for a lot of things, the only thing I'm diehard against is robo-umpires. I mean, I'll adapt and do anything, but we get into Robbie the Robot, you know, dinging in an umpire's ear. It's like, all right, I'm done, because I don't mind that Fox box. I just think it just, look, whatever. I'm for the human element staying involved in the game with the possibility of, oops, my bad, especially when it comes to balls and strikes. So hang with them.
Yeah, but it's like
just wanted to make sure you were aware of the threat. We are at threat level red right now with Mike Boddicker. Nate?
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's listening and fuming and flipping me off on the radio, too.
Well, it's like we've all been there as a parent where we make a threat that then, like, while it's coming out of our mouth, we realize we're not going to back up. Like, I'm turning this car around and we're not going to the baseball game tonight. I'm like, and then I'm in my head, I already spent money on all these tickets. There's no way in hell I'm turning this car around, and the kids know it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's when the age when the kids start going, yeah, right, Dad, whatever. You know, that's pretty much, you can't do those idle threats anymore.
Okay, Mac, the series is tied at one game apiece. And as you mentioned, we've got the game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB tonight at 7. Who wins the series in how many games?
Dodgers in 6.
Dodgers in 6, Jake Gutierrez. Sounds like you'll accept that.
Yeah, I think Clayton Kershaw would gladly accept that.
Oh, boy.
Jake, did you put more money down on this, too?
No, Clayton Kershaw is...
That's his favorite player.
Yeah, outside of the Royals, he's my favorite player to watch. I love that guy.
I'll tell you one thing. He looked better in this start than he did against the Braves. I mean, the Braves touched him up pretty good, but I thought his stuff was just, okay, that's the old
play. Yeah, right? I mean, he had the ace stuff back.
I'll see that. I'm getting tired of him and that damn hand-cooked tires ad. I'm like, all right, geez. But between that and Progressive Insurance and Limu Emu, I'm about done with all the commercials in these sports because it's the same damn things. But that guy can pitch. I tell you what, it was as electric a stuff as I've seen him have in a long time.
Mac, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a good weekend.
That is Mike McFarland. Love having Mac on to talk baseball. And that's right. The World Series tied at a game apiece. You can listen to Game 3 tonight at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.